Welcome to episode 67 of Life with MIDI. This episode will start our retro-style episodes for hashtag MIDI Goes to Austin, telling the story of our epic road trip to Tesla's newest mothership, Giga Texas. Today's episode is entitled Day One, Back on the Road Again. It was the night of February 18th, 2022. A number of us in Tesla Universe were gathered where we would normally be on a Friday evening, having fun with Pierre from Germany as he hosted Tesla Universe Happy Hour on the Clubhouse app. Drinks and music are always a part of any good happy hour, and this one isn't any different. While I quit drinking alcohol in 1993, I still love a good happy hour, albeit with my favorite coffee or tea. It was always expected that Pierre would have us do something fun, like share stories on a particular topic, change our avatar pictures to something fun, play a game together, or sing songs. This night, something special happened. Elon tweeted in response to a question about the at that time named Austin GigaFest that it would be held April 1st. Since Elon's tweet on December 19th, everyone had been wondering when the, quote, Giga Texas grand opening party with factory tours for the community in early 2022, unquote, would actually be. Literally, within minutes of someone in our chat room announcing the tweet, people were already getting flight and hotel reservations, including me. Of course, I wouldn't fly. This would be an epic road trip to end all epic road trips. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to gather with other Tesla owners and enthusiasts at the opening of Giga Texas. The level of excitement in the clubhouse room was, to say the least, amazing. We were all trying to find the best places to stay, including taking advantage of Airbnb to share costs, and Turo so those flying in could still drive a Tesla. Hours later, after most people had their plans at least partially in place, Elon corrected the date. At that time, some thought it was a cruel April Fool's joke that GigaFest would really be held on April the 7th. The truth we would later learn was the Travis County Commissioner's Court required that an application for an event of this magnitude be submitted at least 45 days before the event. For me, that meant being thankful I always make refundable reservations, as I had already booked the Hyatt Place at the Austin Airport, which was one of the closest hotels to Giga Texas. And we weren't the only ones busy with plans for the Giga event. The Tesla Austin Owners Club announced a friendly competition December 20th to raise money for St. Jude Children's Hospital in the form of a Wheel of Fortune puzzle. Many people submitted guesses. And Deborah and I were happy to see the donations, as we have been monthly partners with St. Jude for years to help cure cancer for children. I canceled the Hyatt Place at the airport, which had nearby destination chargers, and booked the Hyatt Place downtown where we would spend our time in Austin. While I wasn't thrilled that the only parking would be valet for $49 a day, and I had to drive to some of the local supercharger locations, currently 7 stations and 82 total stalls, I quickly reviewed how to enable valet mode, which would limit speed, acceleration, and power, along with locking the frunk and glove box, disabling autopilot and FSD, among other things. It's simply another driver's profile, along with using PIN to drive to control disabling it once enabled. The real question then became, who else would be coming to Austin? Looking at Twitter, it seemed everyone who was anyone in the Tesla community was going to come to Austin. Some by plane, others also doing road trips from all over North America. I was looking forward to meeting some of those I follow in the Tesla community, along with all my new friends in Tesla Universe, which I joined in October while working on my safety score. And what about those in Tesla Universe from the UK and Germany, some of whom attended the GigaFest at Giga Berlin? What we soon learned was that Pierre and Andreas from Germany were planning to come, along with Sanju and his daughter from the UK and Paul Kay from Ireland. Others from Canada were also planning on making the trip. Yes, this would be epic. As usual for any of my road trips, I started planning using a betterrouteplanner.com. While I don't use it while actually on the road, since Tesla navigation preconditions the battery before arriving at a supercharger stop, coming up with the actual itinerary is so easy using this tool. It allows me to make accurate selections concerning supercharger stops and where I'd like to stay for the night. This was especially true for the first 2 days of our road trip, as driving directly from St. Peters, Missouri to Austin, Texas would be too long for my wife, Deborah, as she tires quickly. As I started to get my plans together, I shared my itinerary with a few of my closest friends in the local Tesla community, those being Craig, David, John, Robert, and James, our club president. We had talked in the past that we'd all like to go to the upcoming GigaFest in Austin. Yet, it's always a challenge to make these plans happen, especially where family members are concerned. So early on, I was expecting to be the only one of us to be going in April, even though James would likely receive a golden ticket as our club president with a plus one. If he did go, his plus one would likely be his wife, at least if he knew what a husband should do. I can't say I wasn't disappointed to probably be the only one going. I remembered well my road trip with Craig to the 2019 Tesla Midwest Gathering in Bowling Green, Kentucky, where we took our Teslas out on the 3.5-mile track at the NCM Motorsports Park there. We met James and other members of our club there, who drove down earlier to help get the event set up for the next day. We all had a great time and thoroughly enjoyed ourselves and our cars. It's always more fun to share the experience with friends. But then, about 3 weeks before we would leave for Austin, Craig reached out to me. He was seriously considering making the trip. Upon working through the details with him, he had his hotel reservations made within a couple of days. We would be on the road again, but this time to share this once-in-a-lifetime experience together. The weeks before the event went by quickly. With Deborah's ongoing health issues, we always plan ahead for the real possibility that she may become ill enough to require a short hospital stay. As always, I reviewed our options and knew where I would take Deborah if she needed care while on the trip. And Tesla Universe was planning too. They had organized a real in-person happy hour in Austin, complete with great party food and two drinks. The organizers were Diana, Alex, Alvy, Paul H., Xander, Nick, and graphic designs by Devin that were used for an awesome backdrop for selfies and pictures. Tickets for the April 8th event sold out quickly. Deborah and I purchased the first two. I did have to convince the organizers to allow me the privilege of handling the door, marking off each person as they came in and giving them two drink tickets. They were concerned I wouldn't enjoy the party, yet it would be a blast for Deborah and I to welcome each person to the event. And I was a good door greeter, promising myself I wouldn't subject each person to a selfie with me. And the rumor was there would be some special guests. While I was already expecting to see K-10, Munira, Aram, Paul K, Sanju and his daughter, Pierre, Kishore, Andreas, and the happy hour organizers, I wondered who else would show. The joke was that Elon would be there, but that was a shared hope among all of us. Finally, April 3rd, the day before the trip arrived, it was time to pack. I always use my Oscar and Hamish luggage. Originally, I purchased both frunk and trunk luggage from Midi the Model 3, yet the same luggage fits just as well in Midi the Model Y, albeit with some additional space above the luggage that I could use for additional items. I always put clothing in the frunk luggage, as the frunk isn't temperature controlled. I packed enough changes of clothes for 6 days, including plenty of Tesla-related shirts, like the Model 3 embroidered shirts I bought in 2017, While waiting for MIDI the Model 3 from TeslaOwnersOnline.com, the new TeslaCon shirts and hats I bought for the event on the 8th, brand new Tesla Plaid t-shirts, along with Monroe Live t-shirts from their recent Plaid road trip, among others. By that night, I had the car packed with clothes and my computer, charging cables for the phone and most of the other things we would need. Last-minute items that I would need to get ready early next morning would be placed in the trunk luggage once we were ready to roll. I charged MIDI to 90% and knew I needed to start charging about 90 minutes before we left to charge to 100%. I don't like to leave the car at 100% for very long to preserve battery life. The next morning, we couldn't wait to get started down the road. I started MIDI charging the last 10%, got Deborah and I ready, and finished packing. We arranged to meet Craig at the St. Charles Zumbel Road Superchargers. We would eat breakfast at the local Panera Bread close by, called St. Louis Bread Co. to this day, and then start off. Craig arrived right on time, and we set off together. As always, we had our walkie-talkies ready, as we often do when we road trip together. We talk about anything and everything, and then occasionally call for radio silence when we listen to music, make a phone call, or just chill as autopilot takes care of most of the driving duties as we pay attention and supervise. As we're both FSD beta testers, driver monitoring doesn't let us look at our phones or not pay attention for very long. Our first stop was the superchargers at Rolla, Missouri. As these are version 2 superchargers, the maximum charging speed is 150 kilowatts, and to get to that speed, you need to be on your own charging cabinet, identified by the number on each charging stall. For example, if someone is already charging on 2A, you avoid charging on 2B unless all other cabinets are in use. While we were there, someone pulled in and took the stall right next to me. As newer Tesla owners don't often know, I kindly got out, waved, and asked them, "Would you like to charge up faster?" They said, "Sure." So I shared with them version 2 charging etiquette and how being on your own cabinet gives you the best speed at a V2 supercharger. Soon, we were both charging quickly. One of the other benefits of Tesla superchargers is they're normally positioned close to bathrooms and places to eat. The closest establishment is obligated by contract with Tesla to allow Tesla owners to use the bathroom without charge. Of course, they hope you'll grab something to eat or make some kind of purchase. Some locations even provide trash cans and squeegees. So, at those stations, you never run into no charge, no squeegee. Once Craig and I were ready, we used FSD to drive us back onto I-44. Once you're on the highway, the car switches back to autopilot, and you can also choose to use Navigate on autopilot. I use NOA as I approach an exit, as while I appreciate NOA putting the car in the correct lane to either exit the interstate or transfer to the next one, I don't like the behavior when it chooses to pass a slower vehicle on its own. I prefer on the highway to use basic autopilot and kick off the lane changes manually, as MIDI will know when it's safe to do so. I'm looking forward to newer versions of FSD that will do all of this itself. After another stop in Springfield, Missouri, we grabbed a late lunch at the local Ruby Tuesday. Craig and I both loved their amazing salad bar, and Deborah enjoyed some chicken breast and mashed potatoes. As often happens when we travel, we were both asked about our Teslas and how much we like them. Easy questions for which we always have many answers. It's part of the road trip experience for Tesla owners. We get to share our love for our cars and the reasons why we drive and choose to be driven by them. After a much-needed lunch, we got back in our cars and headed for Catoosa, Oklahoma, our final stop for day one. That part of our trip took about 2.5 hours. By then, our cars were at about 20% state of charge. We were all staying at the Hampton Inn and knew our next supercharger tomorrow would be Denison, Texas, and we'd need to leave tomorrow morning with 100% to make sure we'd make it there. We follow the 20% rule. which says to charge until your next stop is estimated to have 20% or more battery remaining. I had already predicted this using a betterrouteplanner.com. And by knowing from other Tesla owners that you could either go directly to Denison and save time, but need to be fully charged, or go a longer route with more supercharger stations. We knew our cars could do it, so we chose the direct approach. So we charged to 90% upon arriving. While there, we heard lots of old rock and roll music playing through the speakers mounted on the parking lot lights. This was, after all, the parking lot of the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. After charging to 90%, we went to the Hampton, checked into our rooms, grabbed some dinner, and got some sleep. Our first day was a complete success. And little did we know what the next few days would bring. But we knew it was good to be back on the road again. Our adventure had begun, and tomorrow we'd be in Austin. That's it for this episode. Love to hear from some of our listeners via Twitter at LifeMitty and via email lifewithmitty@gmail.com. And you can also find me on the Clubhouse app at LifeMitty, as well as the Wisdom app when I do electric vehicle Q&A. As always, empower others. You'll never live life on empty. And we'll talk to you next time on day 2 of #MittyGoesToAustin.